All right. Good morning, everyone. My name is Brennan Williams. I will be serving as one of the two hearing officers for the cases on today's DHO agenda. Let me go ahead and call the meeting to order at this time. The time is 9:02 a.m. We are on the record as it relates to the October 29th, 2025 DHO hearing. Before we begin discussing the items that are listed on today's agenda, there are a few meeting details and operational procedures that I'd like to go over with everybody before we get started. First, please remember this is a remote or an online hearing wherein all attendees will participate through video or audio conference. We are recording today's meeting so that we ask that applicants keep their audio muted and their video or their camera off when they are not directly involved in the case that's being heard. Similarly, we also ask that participants, before they begin speaking, identify themselves by giving their name before they start their comments. We also have a city staff member that is serving as the hearing monitor, and they will use the chat function on Zoom to keep everyone updated on the particular agenda item that we're discussing. Participants will also be able to use this chat feature to ask questions of the meeting moderators. But please remember that these chat conversations are a part of the official record of the hearing, and because of that, they are subject to the Inspection of Public Records Act. So we ask that all comments remain relevant to the subject hearing. As a reminder for all of today's applicants, any plats that are approved today will be electronically signed following today's meeting. If plat approval is based on conditions, you'll need to coordinate with the respective DFT member to complete any associated steps. Jay Rodenbeck, who is the Development Services Manager, receives and routes these planning materials to the respective DFT members once a final PDF document has been submitted. The city engineer is the last person to sign a plat in this instance. Ms. Gomez, Angela Gomez is our hearing monitor today. Ms. Gomez, I do have one item that I'm going to modify on the agenda, item number two. But other than item number two, are there any other items that are listed that will be changing this morning?
I have no announcements this morning.
All right. Thank you very much, Ms. Gomez. Appreciate that. For the record, item number two is obviously listed second on the agenda. I'm going to bump that item to go before item number one. And then the remaining items that are listed as so on the agenda will be heard by Mr. Robert Lucero. So now that the agenda for today's meeting is set, I'd like to address any members of the general public that are interested in speaking on a particular item. For each case on the agenda, we always begin by hearing from the applicant or the applicant's agent and give them an opportunity to explain their proposal. Following their statements, I will announce that comments from members of the public will be taken. If you wish to participate, you can let us know of your intention to testify by either using the Raise Your Hand Zoom feature, which is located at the bottom of the screen, by waving your hand in front of the camera, like I'm doing here, or if you're on the telephone, please press star 9 and identify yourself and indicate that you'd like to testify, and we will give you an opportunity to do so. Please note that we welcome and appreciate public comment on all of today's items, but all testimony should be pertinent to the request and be provided in a respectful, professional manner. Any participant causing a disruption to today's meeting will be removed from the hearing. In the unlikely event that we experience technical issues during the hearing, we will conclude the hearing and resume again at 1 o'clock this afternoon using the Zoom link and the phone number that's been provided on the agenda. Finally, as we begin, I'd like to read a statement regarding the purpose of the Development Hearing Officer. The DHO was created in 2022 by amendment to the IDO, the Integrated Development Ordinance. In considering all applications today, the DHO and members of the DFT apply the standards and requirements of the Integrated Development Ordinance, as well as the city's Development Process Manual when reviewing and considering today's applications. All righty, thank you for that. With that, we will begin with item number two, which will be the first item heard today. And as I mentioned earlier, after I'm concluded, or we've concluded hearing this item, I'll then turn it over to Mr. Lucero. So item number two is PR 2024-010438, It's bulk plat application number 2025-00003. Kimberly Ligon and Cartesian Surveys LLC, agents for Titan Development, request the aforementioned actions for all or a portion of lot tract 13D1, Salazar Family Trust et al., zoned R1A, located at Unser Boulevard Southwest and Amole Mesa Southwest. Subject property contains approximately 158.4669 acres in area. Do we have a member of the applicant team that's here this morning? Let's see, Ms. Ligon or anybody from Cartesian?
This is Brian Patterson with Titan Development. I also have, I believe, Kelly Klein with Bohannon Houston is on as well.
Mr. Patterson, good morning, sir.
How are you?
Are we waiting for Ms. Ligon, or will Ms. Klein, or
Miss
you and Ms.
Klein
Klein
will.
handle it? Is he there?
Kelly?
Sorry, Brian, I think I talked over you. Did you say Kelly's going to
Yeah,
take the lead?
Kelly Klein, she's I just got an email that she's on.
Okay, give us just a second and we'll get her looped in here, okay?
But if not, I can handle it if she can't.
Mr. Hearing Officer, this is Jay Rodenbeck. I can see Mr. Belaskovitz has his hand raised as
Oh,
well.
yes.
Let me make him a
Mike,
co-pilot.
are you there?
I'm here, guys. Good morning. This is Mike Belaskovitz with Bohannon Houston. We are frantically trying to figure out our AV over here. So we apologize, but she will be with you shortly. She is on Kimberly's computer at the time Kelly is, and she will be talking from Kimberly's computer, the Kay Ligon.
Okay,
But
we'll
she
give you
should be
just a
on here
second and make
shortly.
sure we can.
Apologize.
No, no worries. We'll give you just a second, make sure we can hear everybody.
Thank you so much.
Oh, can people hear me now? I'm sorry,
Yep.
this is Kelly. Perfect.
Yes, Ms. Klein, good morning. Thank you so much. Let me swear you in, and then I'll
Sure.
give you an opportunity to explain your request, okay? You there?
Yes, I'm here. Sorry.
Okay. Before we start, before I swear you in, would you give us your name and address, a mailing address for the record, please?
Sure. Kelly Klein, 7500 Jefferson Street, Northeast.
Ms. Klein, thank you so much. Do you swear or affirm the testimony you'll provide on this matter will be the truth?
I do.
Appreciate that. Tell us about your request, please.
Yes. So this is for the TA lands. As mentioned earlier, we're coming in for a bulk land plat in which we are just trying to combine some of our different tracts into three separate tracts in order to come in with final. With a subdivision plat later on throughout the process. So yeah, we're coming in for a future platting under the preliminary plat.
Okay. Thank you for that. Give me just a second. Let me hear, see if we have any members of the public that wish to provide testimony. We'll also hear from our city staff members, our DFT members, and then I'll come back to you, Ms. Klein, if you have any questions or any closing comments. Okay.
Sounds good.
All right. Thank you so much. Now let's move over to any members of the general public that wish to provide comments on item number two. That's PR 2024-010438. If you're a member of the public, if you'd use the raise your hand feature on Zoom or otherwise let us know. I'm not seeing anybody. Last call for any members of the public wishing to speak or provide comments on item number two. All right, Ms. Klein, stay put. Let me hear from our DFT members and then I'll come back to you, okay?
Sounds good.
All right, let's begin with comments from the Water Authority. Is Mr. Gutierrez here with us this morning?
I am.
David, good morning. Thank you, sir. Do you swear or affirm the testimony you provide on this matter will be the truth?
I do.
Thank you so much. What are Water Authority comments?
So as of right now, we need a note on the plat stating existing public water and sewer may not be constructed or sized to serve the development. I will put that in my conditions. Additionally, pro rata is owed in the amount of 111,096 ten. It needs to be paid prior to any approvals. And then easement 6, 16, and 21 noted on the plat. We'll also need to include a public water and public sanitary sewer easement. Same corridor. I realize that will eventually be right of way, but or maybe right away, I'm not sure, but those are the future roadways. But we will need for this plat water and sewer easements along that as well. So if we need to work out that language to, I know our typical language is exclusive, but if we need to make that non-exclusive, just because of the nature of it, we can work those details out. And an informational comment, we have an availability request in 240608. It's being completed for future phasing. And those are my comments. If you have questions, let me know. Thank you.
Mr. Gutierrez, thank you, sir. And as you mentioned, if you'll put those comments that are applicable to any forthcoming decision in the chat box, it would be appreciated. All right, next, let's do code enforcement. Mr. Ibarra, am I correct in my understanding that you'll provide those comments?
Good morning, Mr. Hearing Officer. You are correct.
Thank you, sir. Good morning. Let me swear you in real quick. Do you swear affirm the testimony you provide on this matter will be the truth?
I do.
Thank you so much. What are code's comments, please?
Code enforcement didn't provide any comments for this request.
Okay. Let's move on to Parks and Rec. I believe I saw Ms. Shea somewhere. Am I missing her?
Hearing Officer, this is Jay Rudbeck. I believe Whitney Phelan's representing
Oh,
Parks.
There she is. Thank you, Jay. Appreciate that. Good morning, Ms. Phelan.
Good morning.
Thank you so much, ma'am. Do you swear affirm the testimony provided on this matter will be the truth?
I do.
Go ahead, please.
So we didn't have any objections to the bulk platting action, just comments for future platting actions when the subdivision work comes through. The new bikeways and trails facility plan update shows a side path along the east side of 98th. And so just let's have a conversation about that and consider that as we move forward on this project. And I wanted to also note that Mole Mesa at the top of the property is proposed as a bicycle boulevard. So those are just things to keep in mind for pedestrian and bicycle connectivity.
Thank you, Ms. Phelan. Appreciate those comments. Let's move on to hydrology next. Mr. Chin, good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Sir, do you swear affirm the testimony you provide on this matter will be the truth?
I do.
Thank you so much. Go ahead.
T. Quan Chin, hydrology. Hydrology has no objection. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chin. Mr. Armijo, transportation will be next. Sir, do you swear affirm the testimony you provide on this matter will be the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you so much. Go ahead, Ernest.
Okay. We have no objection to the bulk plat. The only comments I have are for future platting, future development. It's basically 98th and Unser are principal arterials and will require 6-foot sidewalks with 5 to 6 foot landscape buffers. Anderson Hill and Amoli Mesa are both locals and require 5-foot sidewalk with a 4 to 6 foot landscape buffer. Please note, based on what Ms. Phelan said, in any areas where you'll have a multi-use trail, those can be used instead of sidewalks. So you don't have to do both. All internal roads will require 5-foot sidewalks with 4 to 6 foot landscape buffers. Unser is a limited access, so you'll only be able to access this in areas where there are planned connections. I didn't put the planned connections in my notes. I apologize for that. And the very last one was the traffic scoping form, but I had forgotten. There's already a study in going through review on this one. So, and that's it for me.
All right. Thank you, sir. Appreciate that. Next, we'll move on to planning comments. Is that Ms. Montoya?
It is. This is Anthony Montoya.
Thank you, ma'am. Good morning. Do you swear affirm the testimony you provide on this matter will be the truth?
I do.
Thank you so much. What are planning comments, please?
So, public roadway easements under easement notes 5, 6, and 16. Existing public roadway easement needed to be dedicated as right-of-way to the city of Albuquerque per the city engineer Shahab Biazar. The name title of the plat must be clarified to include the new tract names prior to final sign-off. For example, TA Lands tracks 1 through 4, the the new tracts weren't labeled in the title. All owners of the land associated with his bulk plat must sign the plat, a Mafeka and Titan, or legal proof of the transfer of the property. The project and application numbers must be added. The date of the DHO approval must be added to the plat. Prior to final sign-off of the plat, the AGIS office must approve the DXF file, and proof of approval must be provided. And I just wanted to clarify, a Mafeka has not officially signed over the deed yet, and so they're not being represented in this meeting, I don't believe, as an owner. They are currently an owner, so I don't know if that brings an issue. We've asked for clarification, but this is the letter that was presented this morning, and I do not have a letter of authorization from a Mafeka stating that they could be represented, so I just wanted to bring that to the attention.
Thank you, Ms. Montoya. Mr. Rodenbeck, can I defer to you, or let me swear you in? Sir, do you swear affirm the testimony provided on this matter will be the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you so much. As to Ms. Montoya's comments, do you have any background or input on that?
This is Jay Rodenbach. In this particular case, I think I'm going to defer to City Engineer Shahab Bezar as he's available to confirm if this letter, the signed letter from Brian Patterson with Titan Development, confirming the purchase agreement is to be signed, which is to expect it. Which is expected to happen the first week of November, if this is sufficient in this case for them to proceed ahead with the bulk land plat. As Ms. Montoya noted, what we were asking for was either proof of purchase, purchase agreement, proof of purchase of the property or deed, or have a Mafeka sign the plat. Along with Titan Development. And I will note Titan Development does own a portion of the subject property, but just not the whole property. Before we go to Mr. Beazar, I want to confirm, Anthony, did we get a updated letter of authorization from the applicant's team?
We got an updated letter from them, but not one that a Mafeka signed. So a Mafeka isn't being represented, but we do have an updated letter for the lands of Titan.
I defer to Mr. Beazar at this point, Mr. Hearing Officer.
Okay, Mr. Roenbeck, I appreciate that. I see both Ms. Klein and Mr. Patterson's hands are up. If you all will just give me just a second, let me hear from a city engineer, and then I'll come back to you or give you an opportunity to provide your comments. Okay. Mr. Beazar, good morning, sir.
Morning, sir.
Do you swear affirm the testimony provided on this matter will be the truth?
I do.
Thank you so much. What do you say?
Mr. Hearing Officer, this is Shahab Beazar. So typically we do need a letter of authorizations from the owners of the property, and the property owners need to sign the plat. So we don't have that currently. But I think we have Jerry Romero from Mafeka here as well. Maybe we could ask him because, obviously he's reviewed the plat, but also we could just hear from Mr. Patterson and see what they have to say.
Agreed. Thank you so much, Mr. Buzar. Ms. Klein, ladies first. I saw your hand go up first. Did you have any comment or any background or clarification on the authorization matter?
Yes, thank you. This is Kelly Klein with Bohannon Houston. As part of that letter, we also have a signed agreement resolution saying that Mafeka has sold the land, which is that we had uploaded both to ABQ Plan, and then I emailed us separately. So we think that that should suffice, and the acknowledgement that that land now will be part of the plat and owned by Titan.
Thank you. Thank you, Ms. Klein. I was just kind of reading what was on the screen there. I appreciate that. Mr. Patterson, I believe I need to swear you in.
Yes, sir.
Let me have you give us your name and mailing address for the record, please, sir, and then I'll swear you in.
Yep, Brian Patterson, Titan Development, 6300 Riverside, Suite 200.
Mr. Patterson, thank you so much, sir. Do you swear affirm the testimony provided in this matter will be the truth?
I do.
Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, and I think it would be good to after this to bring Jared from Amafka to talk about this. So just a little bit of quick history with the property. So Titan a couple months ago did purchase approximately 10 acres of the Zacate Blanco channel that bisected the property, and which is included in the property. Since then, we are finalizing a purchase of a half of acre, half acre. In the sign letter that was provided this morning, we again apologize for the tardiness of that letter. We did include the attached resolution that was approved by Amafka's board last week. What that basically did was allowed the board approved to allow the process to continue. Where we're at right now is we are finalizing that purchase agreement. And then once that's complete, then we would move forward through the platting action. And I'd love to get Jared's comments on this, but what I was thinking was because Amafka is a assigner of the plat originally, is to go through, get whatever conditions of approval, kind of get off your guys's agenda. And then once the resolution, or once the purchase agreement goes through, we purchase it. Amafka would just then sign the plat as an agent essentially, and then Titan would sign it as the owner, and then we proceed forward. So hopefully that provides some additional information. I'm seeing that it is signed, so maybe we have to remove Jared's signature from there, but maybe it's best to get Amafka's comments on this.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Patterson. I appreciate that. Mr. Romero, your ears have been burning here. Let me have you give us your background, your name, and your information, and then I'll swear you in and give you an opportunity to comment, okay?
Good morning. Jared Romero, Amafka, 2600 Prospect Avenue.
Mr. Romero, thank you so much. Do you swear affirm the testimony you provide on this matter will be the truth?
I do.
Go ahead, sir.
Good morning, everybody. I'll start with the comments that were sent in, and then speak to Mr. Patterson's discussion on the right of way and property. Amafka does not have any adverse comments to the bulk plat. There were two comments that were sent as part of the review. One of them is informational that the subject site is encumbered by FEMA floodplains and would be subject to Amafka's drainage policy and any CLOMER or LOMER process for future subdivision. The second was a condition of approval related to the signature on the plat. Because the property is in the process of being sold to the applicant, Amafka would not sign on any final plat for approval until that quitclaim deed associated with the property sale is executed, recorded for public record, and then that information included on the plat. In the discussions with Mr. Patterson and his engineer, Amafka needed to sign on the initial plat in order to go through with the DHO process, but it was made very clear that that was for review only, and there is a small note on the plat related to that under my signature. The discussed plan moving forward was until that property sale was fully done. The resolution has been executed by our board of directors, but I believe the property sale agreement and the quitclaim deed itself, which would transfer the ownership, are not yet completed. Until those are done, Amafka would not sign on any final plat related to the bulk distribution. I would be happy to answer any questions or any other discussion on this.
Mr. Romero, thank you. I don't have any questions at this point, but if you'd stay at the ready, I do have some other hands that have gone up here. I want to make sure everybody gets an opportunity to either ask a question or provide clarification, okay?
Understood.
Mr. Beazar, see that your hand is up. I'll start with you.
Mr. Hearing Officer, this is Shahab Beazar again. So we just currently do have the signature of Mr. Romero on the plat. Do we need to remove that or for now or just hold off on the I could hold off my signature until you give us a green light. So how should we do this? Because this plat is signed already by you as an agent.
Mr. Romero, did you have any comment? Well, hold on. Let me start with Mr. Rodenbeck. Jay, go ahead.
No, that's okay. This is Mr. Hearing Officer, this is Jay Rudenbach. I I was raising my hand for a follow-up question for
Oh, okay.
Izar. Yeah.
All right. Well, let me, Mr. Romero, did you hear Mr. Beazar's question or comment about having him be kind of the signature that ensures that the sale is completed? Would that suffice with, go ahead.
Yes, and I would defer to what the DHO believes is the best course of action. And this may be a larger conversation regarding a MAFCA signing as a utility in order to start and to go through the DHO process when there are conditions similar to this where it may not necessarily make sense for a MAFCA to sign at this stage, but then that has prevented applicants from going through the process. So that might be a larger conversation between a MAFCA and the city. But it if a MAFCA signature needs to be removed, I would be fine with that. If Shahab believes that his signature and us providing proof of the information needed in order to transfer the property sale, I'm also fine with that.
Okay. All right. Thank you, sir. Shahab, give me one second. I saw that your hand went up, but Mr. Rodenbeck, let me come to you for your question.
So I do have a response for Jared now. So Jared, going forward, if you provide confirmation in writing that, you can't sign the plat yet and you state the reasons, and that reason wouldn't necessarily, especially in a situation like this, it'd be one where, it wouldn't necessarily hold up the approval of the plat, at least without conditions, then we might be able to be more flexible in that situation, in this scenario, in the future, during the acceptance and completion review process. So when our staff are reviewing the application for being complete to process it, it would really be up to the applicant and agent to liaise with you in that. But I defer to city engineer on this, but there could be scenarios like this where you could hold off on signing the plat. We could move forward with the plat potentially. And my other question was to Mr. Beazar, if he wanted to elaborate on our planning comments on the public roadway easements 5, 6, and 16 being dedicated as right of way to the city of Albuquerque, if he wants to elaborate on that.
All right, thank you, Mr. Rodmick. Mr. Beazar, can I?
Mr. Hearing Officer, this is Shahab Beazar again.
Thank you.
So, I mean, I definitely, it's not a problem as far as the signature is concerned. I'll just hold off my signature on the plat until NAFCA is ready and give us a green light to sign the plat. The other, I guess the other question was the easements. So, one of the reasons we are requiring right away, and just because since we are platting this property and it's getting broken up into pieces, sometimes those easements may get lost in the future platting action, because if they get parceled off and get sold to other people, then part of the easement may fall into another piece of tract, where dedication of the right of way might be tough when we are doing the roadway improvements. So that's why like in this case, if when you look at this plot, it seems like half of the road is easement, and it's under another plot, and then we only have the other half, which cannot be fully dedicated as right of way. So that's one of the scenarios. So that's why we like to get all the right of ways as part of the plot up front, if that makes sense.
Thank you. So I saw Mr. Patterson's hand go up. Go ahead, Mr. Patterson.
Yeah, Brian Patterson, Titan Development. So Shahab, to further clarify the comment on the public right of way, which ultimately I'm fine with, are we talking about right of way along the perimeter of the project? So whether it's El Molle Mesa, 98th, UNSR, or are you looking for future roadway within the site, as we got a kind of a loop road that goes through the property. Just want to get some clarity on that.
So basically, all the roadways are ultimately are going to be right away. We like them to be right away as dedicated as right away now.
Mr. Patterson, does that work?
It does make it a little difficult. Yeah, I have to. I don't have a good answer right now. I think it's probably a sidebar conversation to discuss this. As far as the, you are correct, 98th, UNSR does bisect the property, so that would be creating an additional track. So it would require an update to this bulk plat, which is fine. I think the internal roads should be, in my own opinion, deferred to future platting actions. Whether it's, the extension of Anderson Hill through the property or Vermejo Park. Yeah, just have to have that understanding. I don't know if Kelly, if our civil engineer's got any comments on that.
She, thank you, sir. She does have her hand up. Ms. Klein, let me give you the floor.
Sure. Thank you again, Kelly Klein, Bohannon, Houston. Just to add to what Brian is saying, that these roads right now are easements. They were existing easements within the main tract. We're keeping them as easements with this bulk land tract. But specifically, we'll be coming in later. There's no infrastructure associated with this bulk land plat. And so the infrastructure will come in later when we come in for the preliminary plats. At that time, then we'll be dedicating these easements as right of way back to the city. So it will be done. It'll just be done with the future platting action.
Thank you, ma'am. Mr. Beazar, any comment, question on that?
Mr. Hayden Officer, let me just double check. So right now, this whole thing is just one single track, the entire property, or is it multiple?
Correct.
Okay. So if that's the case, they do have to come back for platting. If it's a single track, we could leave it as is. But just to know that on the future platting, any future platting action, we are going to need to have all those easements dedicated as right of way.
Thank you, Mr. Beazar. Mr. Rodenbeck, I see that your hand's up.
Yeah, sir. So, Shahab, what we can do is we could have a finding in this decision, in the notice of decision, that notes that that right away would need to be dedicated in the future, potentially. Would that be something that you'd be amenable to?
Yeah, I would just mention that any future platting action.
So, for this property, right? For the major
Yeah.
applicants team, this is Jay Rodenbeck. What are your thoughts on that?
Ms. Klein?
I'm sorry, can you repeat the question, Jay?
So this is Jay Rodenbeck. So Kelly, what I am proposing is to have a finding added to the notice of decision, noting that the future platting action, the major preliminary plat, would require that right of way dedication to the city of Albuquerque.
I think that's fine. I'll defer to Brian just to confirm that. I mean, we're planning on coming in with the right of way, and so we can have that as a future condition. It's part of the plan.
Yeah, this is Brian Patterson. I think that's an acceptable way to move forward.
I'll add language. This is Jay Rodenbeck. Mr. Hearing Officer, I'll add finding language to the chat, and hopefully we can all get in agreement with that language. And I'll also add language with Mr. Beazar's approval regarding the AMAFCA, the future AMAFCA approval prior to final sign off of this current plat. And then I'll defer to Anthony Montoya for adding any additional findings or conditions of approval from planning.
All right, Mr. Romek, thank you for that. Mr. Beazar, I'm sorry. There he is. Sorry. Mr. Rodenbeck just mentioned that if it was sufficient, acceptable on your part, he would add those findings. I just wanted to, for the record, get a confirmation on that. If
Mr. Hearing
so.
Officer, this is Shahab. Yes, I know that's fine.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much, Shab. And Ms. Montoya, as Mr. Rodenbeck indicated, if you'll place any conditions within the chat box that haven't already been mentioned by him, that'd be appreciated.
Mr. Williams, this is Jared.
Mr. Romero, yes, go ahead, sir.
Thank you. I just want to clarify, do I need to input my revised review and approval conditions into the chat since the decision was made to allow the city engineer to sign once proof of the property purchase has gone through and I would provide that to him?
Let me confirm with Mr. Rodenbeck, sir.
This is Jared back. So Jared, if you have any proposed findings, this bulk land plat that would apply to a future preliminary plat, it'd be great to get those added into the chat. If you have any proposed conditions of approval for the current bulk land plat, now would be the time to do that. What I'm going to add is a condition of approval noting that the city engineer will not be able to sign this current bulk land plat for sign off until you confirm that all the purchase agreement and the purchase has gone through between you and Titan and it's ready to go. Like, we'll need to have a confirmation from you or from MAFCA that you're good to go prior to final sign off of this current bulk land plat by the city engineer. And Shab always signs plats, all plats, as the final signer before they get recorded. So we would just need to get confirmation from you or somebody from MAFCA that that purchase has gone through. And I'm going to work on the language here for that and put that in the chat.
Understood.
All right, gentlemen, thank you for that. Appreciate that. Ms. Klein
Yes.
or Mr. Patterson, we've covered quite a bit of discussion here, but I just wanted to make sure that before we move on making a decision, that I give you an opportunity to ask any questions that haven't already been asked about the comments that were made and or provide any closing remarks.
Yeah, this is Brian Patterson. From a landowner standpoint, we are good with all the discussion topics or discussion points earlier. So we'll continue to work with the MAFCA and with some of the conditions that were discussed, I'm fine.
Mr. Patterson, thank you so much, sir. Ms. Klein, I don't want to not give you an opportunity, but you may not have anything else to add.
I don't have much to add. Yes, no. If the developer Brian's good, then we're good too. We'll proceed with the comments and get those updated and resubmit, and then wait for the final sale to go through for MAFCA to sign, or for Shahab to sign. Sorry.
All right. Thank you so much, Ms. Klein.
Yep.
Mr.
Thank
Rundbeck,
you.
your hand's up. Go ahead.
This is Jaron back. So just so you know, Anthony Montoya added a finding, noting that a couple findings actually. I think we got two findings here. The applicant shall obtain a subdivision to establish lot lines on a plat that correspond with the zoning boundaries. And that's in relation to, I believe, a zone map amendment that required this. And then we have another finding noting that public roadway easements under easement notes 5, 6, and 16 need to be dedicated as right of way to the city of Albuquerque in future platting actions. I don't think we need to leave in the for the city engineer Shahab Beazar, but just in future platting actions, I think that makes it, in my opinion, I think that's clear enough that I'm good with that language for that finding. And regarding the property ownership question, she added a condition noting all owners of the land associated with the bulk with this bulk land plat must sign the plat. I think maybe we need to add an additional condition, just noting that in lieu of, I want to put this in on the fly. In lieu of a MAFCA signing the plat, proof of purchase must be confirmed by a MAFCA prior to final sign off of the plat by the city engineer. Are we good with that language? Let's see, let's put this in here.
Sorry, Ms. Kleiner, Mr. Patterson, Mr. Rodenbeck has placed his proposed condition. Does that work for you all?
Yeah, this is Brian Patterson. That looks good, Jay.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Ms. Montoya, I saw that your hand went up. I'll give you an opportunity to provide comment.
I had one quick question for Jay. Do you want me to put in the comments from Amafka's comment memo about the Clomar and Lomar into the chat or no?
Jared just provided that.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Sorry.
In the chat. So let me go through those, make sure. It looks like, Mr. Hearing Officer, the first portion of the, okay, so Jared notes that there's the condition at the very bottom of his chat message notes that AMAFCA will provide the city engineer with proof of executed property. Oh, okay. Okay, I tell you what, I'm gonna get rid of my condition then, because Jared's is better worded and it's duplicated with mine. So I'm gonna go ahead and delete mine. So AMAFCA has a condition of approval for the purchase agreement. Yep, we're good.
All righty, thank you. So, unless there are any other comments or questions at this point, speak now.
Oh,
Right. Go ahead, sir. Go
one
ahead.
final thing, which we always got to confirm on the record with the applicants team for a bulk land plat. Per 6.6, and I'll share my screen here. Per 6.6J3B of the IDO, all lots created shall have a proportionate and reasonable share of future required infrastructure improvements. I just want that on the record from the applicants team, if not included in their justification letter. And I'll highlight that and zoom in here. We just always need to have that on the record for bulk land plats. Brian, Kelly?
Yeah, Brian
Yeah.
Patterson, we're good with that.
And that's all I have, Mr. Hearing Officer.
All right, thank you so much. All right, I'm going to close the floor on this matter at this time and decide to approve PR 2024-010438, bulk plat application number 2025-00003. Because the proposal meets the applicable requirements of the IDO, the DPM, and other adopted city regulations. This approval is based on the following. This approval will include the following findings as previously mentioned, but I just want to make sure we get them on the record. The applicant shall obtain a subdivision to establish lot lines on a plat that corresponds with the zone boundaries via the roadway easements depicted on the May 2024 boundary and land title survey before a zoning certificate will be issued per the applicable section of the IDO 1416 67H 2H. Second finding associated with the approval is that the public roadway easements under easement notes number 5, number 6, and number 16, quote, existing public roadway easement, end quote, need to be dedicated as right of way to the city and need to be dedicated as right of way. Is that correct? Stopping at that point.
Mr. Hearing Officer, this is Jay Rodenbeck. In future plotting actions.
Yeah, okay, let me revise that as mentioned by Mr. Rodenbeck there and to apply to future planning action.
And if you hear some water authority head conditions, I don't know if you
Go ahead, sir. I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
David Gutierrez and the water authority head conditions in the chat too.
Yes, and thank you for that. I just want to make sure we covered all the findings, or we grouped all the findings together. It was just those two, is that right? Okay. All right. Those are the two findings, and again, the approval is associated with the following conditions. Easements from the Water Authority. Easements noted as 6, 16, and 21 also need to include public water and public sanitary sewer use. Pro rata must be paid prior to signature from the Water Authority on the plat. Next, the following note must be added to the proposed plat. Existing public water and or sanitary sewer infrastructure may not be constructed or sized adequately, constructed or sized to adequately serve potential future development. Improvement or upsizing of existing public infrastructure may be required as a condition of future development approval. Next condition, the name title of the plat must be clarified to include the new tract names prior to final sign-off. And then the example is listed as TA Lands Tracts 1 through 4. Next, all owners of the land associated with this bulk plat must sign the plat, including both AMAFCA and Titan, the applicant, or legal proof of the transfer of the property must be provided. Next, the project and application numbers must be added to the plat. The date of the DHO approval must also be included. Next, prior to final sign-off of the plat, the AGIS office must approve the DXF file and proof of approval must be provided. The comments from AMAFCA are included in the chat, but they do have a condition stating AMAFCA will provide the city engineer with proof of executed property purchase agreement and recorded quitclaim deed associated with the portion of the property currently under sale with the applicant prior to the city engineer signing off on the plat. Did we cover everything?
Yes, sir, Mr. Hainhofer.
All right, I'm not seeing any head shaking, so I appreciate that. Ms. Klein, Mr. Patterson, other members of the applicant team, thank you for your testimony and participation. We'll have something in writing to you very soon.
Thank you very much.